Wow, we are doing some old school touring just like back in the day, eh, Grandpa?
Why, I remember when I used to mount up my pony. I called him Bob. We'd go from town to town, itinerant performers, begging for food, chasing the women.
Things really haven't changed.
No, it's pretty much the same as it's always been.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever it is, wherever you are. Thanks for subscribing, streaming, or downloading and listening to us on your computer or MP3 player. I'm Austin Titchener, one third of the Reduced Shakespeare Company, and you're listening to this week's Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast, number 274, How We Tour.
I sort of meant old school touring in the sense that we're performing in three states in three consecutive days. I think today we're driving from Stowvermont to Reston, Virginia, which means we're driving a 10-hour drive that takes us through six or seven states. I haven't stopped to count, but a few.
Well, it is old school. One of the big reasons being that we're going to Reston.
Yeah.
Where we've performed every single year since we started the tour in 1987.
And sometimes twice in a year.
Yeah. But yeah, this is real old school that, I was thinking, well, what's my weekend like? So I woke up at 3 a.m. on Thursday to get to the airport in San Francisco for a 7 a.m. flight. Stopped in Chicago, arrived in New York. We arrived at LaGuardia. Then we drove to Fairfield, Connecticut. Had a show the next... Got a little sleep. Got a decent night's sleep. Had a show the next day. Woke up the next morning yesterday, and we drove from Connecticut to Vermont and did a show. That was about a five-hour drive, wasn't it?
Right.
And then today, a 10-hour drive, a show in Reston tomorrow night, Reston, Virginia. And then I get up real early Tuesday morning and fly to the West Coast because I have to teach two classes, one on Tuesday afternoon and one Tuesday night. So, yeah, it's old school.
Well, and this is the first tour we've done since I've moved to Chicago. And one of the attractions of living in Chicago for me was going to be that I'd be in the middle of the country, easily accessible to both coasts. And that was absolutely true. You got up at 3 in the morning. I got up normally, left the house around 12:30, and flew to LaGuardia, two-hour flight. I got there before you guys, and I made it to the hotel before you guys. But we're also...
You bastard.
But we're also...
For once, I came from the opposite direction. Usually I'm coming from London town.
Yeah.
But I was coming from West Coast.
That's right. Well, that's a whole other podcast, your move to L.A. We'll talk about that.
Possible move to L.A.
But we have it lucky, and this is one of the ways in which that touring has changed over the years. We did our show in Fairfield, Connecticut, and then we got to sleep in sort of sleep in normally till about 8 or 9, get up, leave at 10, and so we can get there in the early afternoon, mid-afternoon to do a sound check and get there. But our crew this time, Allie Bosted, office manager, wardrobe goddess, and Elaine Randolph, our stage manager, got up way early because they had to do the same five-hour drive in a van with the trunks because they had to get to the venue around 10 or 11 to set up before we got there.
Yes, they definitely, on these one-nighters, have it a lot rougher than they do. They have it rougher than we do because they have to get to the venue, at least five, six hours before we do for the setup.
And back in the day, we all used to... this is one way in which touring has changed since the late 80s or early to mid 90s is that back in the day we would all travel together in like a big 15-seat passenger van where we'd take out some of the seats and throw trunks on them and travel with five people, and then we'd all go together. So that means the actors would have to get up with the crew and drive that early. But you can't get those vans anymore.
No, they're hard. They don't want to rent them, and they're rarer and rarer. And the rental car companies were less understanding about one-way rentals, where we'd rent them in one place and drop them off someplace else. And so, just over the years, it evolved, and now we tend to tour with a minivan with two passengers and all the show trunks, and then a sedan with three other people and the luggage.
Yeah. And sometimes, and this has been a thing for a long time as well, we have to gauge quite carefully which towns we're flying in and out of, because some of these smaller airports use smaller airplanes, and they're not big enough to take our 5 or 6 show trunks.
Much less our egos.
Indeed, and indeed, the egos have to be checked separately. So, I mean, I know that's a thing that Allie does most of our touring arrangements, and that's one thing that she really has to keep track on. And sometimes it's easier to not even try to fly, rather just rent a car and drive for whatever it is, 8, 10, 12 hours.
Well, and it's also just kind of budgeting, depending what the fees are at the places. And it's, I think it's generally cheaper to drive if you can. And in some ways, I think it's easier. You just throw your stuff in the vehicle and you go. You don't have to get to the... go to the airport and get first. I mean, that's the fun part. But getting there so early, and what can you check and what can't you check, and they're charging for bags, and airline tickets are going up. So, yeah, those
as
are the...
As we've mentioned before, we have a long history of having our luggage and our, you know, prop cases lost, especially through Newark.
Right.
So at least driving, we know exactly where our bags are.
Yeah.
And can stick with them. And that, there's some safety in there.
Well, it's easy for you guys because you're not driving. Austin said as he's driving and recording a podcast at the same time.
Yes, Austin is a multitasker.
Yeah. I'm also shaving.
Yes. That beeping sound you hear occasionally in the background of this podcast is a warning tone on the speedometer telling Austin he's going a little too fast. So every time you hear that ding, 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 just know that Austin's being a little lead-footed.
I'm being a lead-footed. And usually being passed as that thing is going off because they've set this car to be so low. It warned, and now I'm going to run into this Camry. Well, it was a Camry. And it's from Massachusetts. It's a mass hole. Never mind.
But you say this is old school touring, which is interesting. I joined a little bit later when we actually had paved roads and automobiles.
Watch it.
But I got started touring, of course, in the UK. And I guess, what, England fits into Texas 5 times. So when you're dealing with a space that size, you're going to drive everywhere. We didn't fly anywhere.
Right.
So for me, it was always about hopping in a van. And it was always one van, all the
going
cases,
too fast. I'm going down a hill. In my defense, I'm going down a hill, and I'm passing this guy.
Go ahead.
If we hear sirens, we'll definitely have to stop the podcast. But, yeah, so, I mean, I got started with that kind of routine of everyone, all the actors, the crew, in a van, all the stuff, get in, go, and then often arrive at the venue and then hang around.
Right.
Walk around town while the others set up, and then meander back for dinner time and then showtime, which of course we will all get a taste of again this summer.
Yes, that's right.
Old school UK touring.
Old school UK touring. Now, and sometimes the dates are far enough between that we can ship the trunks and via FedEx or UPS or something.
FedEx.
That was my next question. FedEx is preferable to UPS?
We've had one or two unfortunate experiences with UPS. So, yes, we have found FedEx to be extremely dependable.
Interesting. All right. Well, there you have it.
Sounds like product placement. Are we getting a discount?
I was going to say, I hope FedEx should become a sponsor of the Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast.
Yes, please.
FedEx, the official. The official carrier.
Yes, of the Reduced Shakespeare Company props and costumes.
As long as we're going to try this out, I also love renting Cadillacs.
Cadillac, the official touring car of the Reduced Shakespeare Company.
So tell us that story about when you were touring in Germany. Was that with the RSC? No.
No, it's similar. It was White Horse Theater Company, TIE, Theater and Education, and we were doing a 3-man Romeo and Juliet where we had to... a girl from Liverpool playing Juliet, a dude from Manchester playing Romeo, and then I played everybody else. So it was kind of a training ground for the RSC, but we were just talking about, you know, pre-GPS, pre-mobile phone days, and we pre-Google Maps. We had directions to get to the Wagner Gymnasium, and we have a routine that we do. We show up, and our contract says we get 5 students to unload our van, and we should have coffee ready. And we'll set up within 50 minutes. So we get there, we wait around, there's nobody there, we start unloading ourselves, we're getting all grumpy, going, well, man, where is everybody? We're in the gym, we knew that we were performing in the basketball court. The coach or somebody comes in and says, Entschuldigen Sie bitte, Who are you? We say, wir sind die English Theater Group und wir haben eine Vorstellung in den Herr. Können wir haben 5 Studenten und 3 Kaffee, bitte? And then he said, okay, I'm going to ask you one more time. Who are you?
His English was awesome.
What are you doing?
Yeah.
He said, well, we're here for a performance. Vorstellung, yeah? Nein. Wagner Gymnasium, yeah? Nein. Yeah? As it turns out, there's another Wagner Gymnasium on the other side of the hill. And they were waiting for us, wondering where the English Theater Gruppe was. But at least we got 6 coffees out of this.
See, so it wasn't a total loss.
And a very energetic performance.
Yeah.
This is Alex Beeman. I'm one of the media propulsion engineers on the new iPhone, and you're listening to the Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast.
Where can you RSC the RSE? This spring and summer of 2012, you'll be able to RSC us in 34 cities in the U.S. and the U.K., including cities like New Bremen and New Philadelphia, Ohio, Eau Claire, Wisconsin, Waverly, Iowa, Tacoma and Edmonds, Washington, Sonoma and Santa Rosa, California, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. And then we will return to the U.K. in June, performing in York, Buxton, Exeter, Newbury, Nottingham, Truro, Poole, Tunbridge Wells, Peterborough, Canterbury, Derby, Hereford, Real, Barnsley, Salford, Basingstoke, Crawley, where we hope to meet Lord and Lady Grantham, Bedford, Tewkesbury, and London, returning to the Arts Theatre. Now, other cities may be added, so keep checking our tour page, and for a short time only, the Arts Theatre in London is selling a reduced number of tickets per performance for the special London Olympics 2012 price of 2012. That's right, tickets, some tickets for every performance at the Arts Theatre in London are being sold for £20.12. As always, the very best way to stay up to date about all of our worldwide performance dates is to sign up for the Reduced Reader, our email newsletter. Go to ReducedShakespeare.com and click on the link to subscribe and check out our touring page for specific box office venue and ticket information. And now back to Reed Martin, Matt Rippey, and I talking live from Interstate Highway 91, somewhere in Vermont or Massachusetts.
Now, a way that touring has changed, I think this maybe was the spark of this podcast, is it used to be we'd go to the airport and we would be handed a big stack of tickets, airline tickets, all stapled together, don't lose these, and a big, thick binder.
Like Spinal Tap, color-coordinated, according to our astrological signs.
Yeah, and Jane would draw us up animal costumes and stuff. But a big, thick itinerary with very specific driving directions for everywhere and all the contact, and up and off we'd go. And now with electronic tickets and GPS, that has really changed. I often wonder, how did we find places back in the day?
Well, and I was always impressed when I first joined the company. Scott Ewing was the manager of the company and had been since the very early days of the Renfare, and he put together these driving instructions that were so, and this was before the internet, they were so precise. You know, basically, there's a gas station. Go 2 lights past the gas station and take a right at the red brick house. You know, it's like somebody had actually driven it beforehand. He just got on the phone and said, no, tell me exactly what the drive is, how to get to where we were. And they were spot on no matter where we went. Although, remember, asking for directions in England is always a bit of a...
yeah, you take a right, then you take a left, right, then you come to a big brown house, ignore all that, then there's a...
then there's a roundabout, right? Then there's a right turn, a big red barn, don't go there, no.
If I follow those directions, I'm right back where I started from.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, I remember touring England, and speaking of driving around, Austin and I... and Adam were writing the Reduced Shakespeare radio show while we were touring England.
Yes.
And we had, I think, a month to write 3 hours worth of material for this radio show.
Yeah.
And the only free time we had was in the van.
Yeah.
And I get carsick if I read or write or watch TV in a van. So I I think I was very creative because I was hopped up on Dramamine writing the reduced Shakespeare radio show on my brand new laptop, which was only the size of like a toaster oven in those days, I think.
The secret to comedy, Dramamine.
Yeah.
That explains quite a bit of the hallucinogenic quality of that radio show.
Yeah.
Well, that's fine. And you also had that great portable printer that we would use in the van to print up pages in the van so that when we got to the hotel, we could read what we had written and see whether it sounded like anything.
Yeah, no, that was very, very handy to have.
Well, it's true. You know, how we tour is that we have to multitask. I've been finding that I can't get much creative writing done on this tour simply because there hasn't been the time, but I can get little, BS paperwork stuff done, emails I have to write. I'm trying to put my taxes together. I'm trying to, crunch those numbers. That kind of stuff I can do in a van. Not while I'm driving, sadly.
Yeah, well, an excellent example and an excellent use of our time. I mean, this is an epic journey. We got 10 hours, right? Yeah. And I can't give the details, but the three of us, over the past hour and a half, fleshed out
and fleshed out, that's a clue
fleshed out an idea for a screenplay that that we think has never been done, really cool, and we've got hours to go. I think by the time we get to where we're going in Reston, we should have this puppy ready to send off.
We'll have it greenlit. I think
we'll have it filmed and edited.
Yeah, right.
It is a long drive.
It's a very long. Have we stressed how long this drive is? Really,
we have enough time to have a falling out and then make up again.
I think we'll be started on the sequel by the time we get to Reston.
That's it for this week's Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast. Send us your touring strategies via email to feedback@reducedshakespeare.com. You can also post comments on our website podcast page, and you can post reviews on iTunes. You can interact with other fans at our website and our Reduced Shakespeare Company Facebook fan page. You can also become a subscriber to our YouTube channel or become a twit. Follow us on Twitter @Reduced. You can find easy links to all these social networks at our website, reducedshakespeare.com. Thanks, as always, to Webmaster Matt Rippey, cheerful and perky tour director Matthew Croak, music by John Weber and Garage Band. Our random fan shout-out this week goes to Nate Veldoff. No reason, it's just random. Special thanks to Alex Beeman, who just celebrated his 20th year as a media propulsion engineer for Apple. I thank you, Alex, and my iPhone, iPad, iPod, and MacBook Pro, thank you. And thanks very much to you for listening. I'm Austin Titchener, 274,820 seconds of the Reduced Shakespeare Company.
But these long drives bring up something about, how touring hasn't changed. Is you spend a lot of time with the people you're touring with. The 2 hours on show is the least of it. And so, we know to give each other space. We know to be nice to each other as much as we can.
Yeah, and you would think that would not be something that would have to be explained. But yet...
Well, some people just don't get it, and they don't work with us anymore because it's too much work, and then it becomes no fun for anybody.
That's right. You know who you are, Faulkner.
Don't say his name!
Oh, shit. Sorry.
Edit that out.
This podcast is a production of the Reduced Shakespeare Company. Reducing expectations since 1981. Go to reducedshakespeare.com for performance dates, actor bios, email newsletters, and so much less.
So much less. So much less. So much less.